Hi, this is a dictation for Kaleb Ward, K-A-L-E-E-B-W-A-R-D. Kaleb Ward. Date of birth is 5/26/2000. Date of accident is 2/13/2022. Sorry, the date of accident is 2/12/2022. And the patient has a chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, lower back, left hip, left leg, left knee, along with stiffness of the neck. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to the automobile accident that occurred on 2/12/2022 as follows. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger in a Ford Focus car at around 25 to 35 miles an hour. He was not wearing seat belt. If driver was friend of his, who is okay, except she had a fractured wrist and fracture of the foot, and she was hit by a pickup truck at 30 to 40 miles an hour. The accident occurred at Plymouth and Hubble, and he was traveling at eastbound Plymouth, and they were going to Strauter Road, S-T-R-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. The other car was coming westbound Plymouth, trying to go southbound while we left on Hubble. There was a frontal collision on the left side towards the driver's side. The car was completely total. Nobody died in this accident, and patient himself was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. There was no hit and run accident. And the police came at the scene, ambulance came at the scene. And basically they were passing through the intersection, and they were hit, and so he blacked out and he couldn't remember everything. Regarding the injuries, patient doesn't remember of getting hit. Only thing he remembers is he ended up in the hospital. And he was in the he was taken to ER Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn, and he was there for 6 days. History of presenting illness: patient reports of headaches that are occupying front and the back, moderate to severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. And additional symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. He thinks he passed out initially for 2 hours. He has never fallen, never went to the hospital for loss of balance. He denies any further loss of consciousness since the accident or vertigo. He denies any loss of equilibrium, seizures. He denies any nightmare, fearful of the event, incontinence of the urine bowel, or sleepwalking, seizures. He denies any erectile dysfunction, blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. Additionally, patient reports of difficulty walking, fainting that happened in the beginning, sleep disturbance, and tingling numbness. In the left leg. In addition, patient has anxiety, depression, and panic also. Regarding the pain symptom, patient has a moderate pain in the neck around 5 with stiffness of the neck, and the lower back pain around 7 with radiation to the left leg anteriorly in L3-4 nerve distribution. And there was a fracture of the left femur, which is also causing the pain in the reported left hip and the left knee area due to the insertion of the rod. The numbness that is occupying the front of the left leg is also affecting the ankle, foot, and the toes, all the toes. He reports that his shoulders are completely okay. He can walk a mile without any issue, and he can sit and stand for 10 to 15 minutes. From this accident, he suffered for a fracture of the left femur that was operated and was helped at the hospital. also says that he was seeing Dr. Abraham Bachu for past 6 months, and Dr. Alfred Fortner, F-O-U-R-T-N-E-R, who is the orthopedic surgeon. He has had the MRIs of the lumbar spine, left knee, on December 10. He has been doing physical therapy since June 1, 2022. He did not start it earlier, 3 times per week, and it is helping him. His pain is now 50% better than the last, than the time of accident. He also had another accident in 2019, motor vehicle accident, where he was a driver. He suffered a fracture of the right humerus, and there was no attorney, doctor involved, or any case was filed. He was initially treated at St. Agnes Hospital for the fracture, and then he never went to see anybody else. Currently, his pain is described as throbbing and sharp, tender, tiring, exhausting, and it varies from 4 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 for severity. ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports that the pain, modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, walking, and improved by sitting and lying down. The patient has done MRI, X-rays, bone scans from previous group of providers, and numbness, tingling, pins and needle is constant in the right leg anteriorly. Muscle weakness is also reported in the right leg. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Regarding the past treatment, he only has a physical therapy, massage, medications and physician visit. No epidural injections were done, no acupuncture, chiropractor, or any other treatment. In the system review, patient suffers from asthma and respiratory disease and anxiety, depression, and psychiatric disorders. Past surgical history, left femur, intramedullary nail installation on 2/13/2022 by Dr. Alfred Falk, F-A-U-L-K-E-R, at the Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn. Allergies, none. Family history, patient states the mother is alive, suffers from hypertension, fibromyalgia, and thyroid. Father is deceased and suffers from hypertension, but detailed history is not known. 6 brothers he has, none of them have any medical problem except asthma. Relationship status, patient lives with mom and is single, no kids. Employment status, currently is not working due to the pain. He is a plant worker at Chrysler line worker, lifts almost 70 pounds and stands all day long. Disability, none. Legal history, Samantha Shanta, S-C-H-A-N-T-A, is the attorney. Personal history, patient does drink alcohol and does smoke weed 2-3 times per week and does not use recreational drugs. He has a problem with the sleep. Mood is only 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, depression, self-worth, concentration, anxiety problems. However, he denies any suicidal thoughts or homicidal thoughts. Regarding the ADLs, patient reports that he has an extreme problem in general activity, mood, work, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate in relationship with other people, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In addition, patient also reports that he has effect on walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, for 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 among the ADLs. And eating, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, and dressing are affected 6. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 146 over 93, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 99. Weight 140, height is 6 feet 7 inches. 22-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing colony. Hydration is good, and demeanor is good, attitude good, and patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phase. And patient is able to walk reasonably well without using a cane or any adaptive device. The rest of the exam is from the template, and the scar are present in the left hip area and left knee area for the placement of intramedullary nail. They're only small scars. The gait is now normal, musculature examination is normal, no muscles are in spasm. The musculoskeleton examination and inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is located at C6-7 and L4-5 and bilateral sacroiliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed with mild tenderness and 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited to as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 30, and extension bilateral rotation is 40. Thoracic spine and lumbar spine range of motions, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. The Sperling sign. The Lermit test and Sperling test are positive. Distraction test is positive. Sotoval test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. The straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. And Breger test is a negative. Camp test was positive. Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint. Standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Favor test, consonant tests are positive bilaterally. Tendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination. Except for the left leg, especially the hip and the knee area, all other extremities, including the right lower extremity and both upper extremity, are completely normal. With normal range of motion, normal motor power, normal circulation, normal reflexes, no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm are noticed. Patient is able to walk without a cane. The examination of the right leg shows that there is a, obviously there was a fracture and there is a evidence of insertion of the intramedullary nail. A 1-inch scar is in the femur and 1-inch scar is in the knee area for the evidence of putting the nail in. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XST. And R26.89, Z79.891. CNS R51, S06.301A, F41.1, F32.9, F43.20, R42, R41. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Lower extremity pain in the left leg is M79.60, placement of intramedullary nail and fracture of the left femur. It's not, I don't have the code for that. The cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5XXA. The plan of care for Khalib ward is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. First, this physical therapy is being ordered for neck and the lower back, knee, and the hip area, 3 times per week using thermomodulatory as well as traction massage aquatherapy for bilateral sacroiliac joint. Disability is for work, hospital replacement, transportation, and case management. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. for the mood and the depression, anxiety. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. At the time of dictation, the patient has following MRIs that are available, and they are as follows. The MRI of the brain with the neuroquant, with SWI and DTI, is as follows. Multiple tiny areas of blooming on GRE images in bilateral frontal and left temporal lobes. Number two, brain volumetric analysis shows abnormal finding with early brain atrophy, right thalamus, bilateral putamen, PUTAMEN, bilateral nucleus accumbens, ACCUMBENS, left caudate nucleus, left right posterior cingulate gyrus, right superior parietal lobe, left lateral occipital lobe, right amygdala, AMYGDALA, and the left hippocampus. It appears that the patient has findings of brain trauma. In the cervical spine MRI dated 11-17-2022, there is a herniated disc at C4 and C5. Leading to indentation of the ventral thecal sac and mild right neural foramen. Do not have the MRI for the lumbar spine. Interventional pain procedure. First, the patient has already exhausted physical therapy. Time has come for him to make decision about CESI. However, before doing CESI and recommending it, we believe an MRI for the lumbar spine should be done, as the patient has a consistent pain to rule out other entities. It appears that he may have been involved in a sacroiliac joint inflammation due to the accident. Surgical options none. Referral to neuropsych evaluation. The patient is being referred to neuropsych evaluation to identify the brain trauma, since the neuroquant study was found positive. And if found positive, he'll be referred to neurologist. Provision of attended care is not warranted. Caseworker, yes. Patient has a definite TBI requiring a caseworker. Past medical records have been ordered to release investigations. An MRI for lumbar spine is being ordered to identify the trauma to the patient in this area. DMEs. The patient has all the DMEs already, tense unit, back brace, walker, cane, and none of them are not needed. Education is yes, and then disability is already discussed. Follow visit is 30 days and direct contact, yes. The medication, non-narcotic that were prescribed, I forgot to mention, but Flexeril, 10 milligram to isoday 60 tablet for muscle relaxation, Ortrim, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief, Wellbutrin XL for mood and depression anxiety is provided, 1 tablet a day, Neurontin is being provided, 600 milligram twice a day. Fluoxetine, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 60 tablets for headaches. The patient is otherwise fairly stable and he'll be seen in 30 days time. Antivirus 25 milligram every 6 hour PRN, 100 tablets were provided for dizziness. Mobic 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory. FX 20 milligram a day for stomach protection was also provided. End of dictation. Thank you.